put on the statistics here and say it's the 9th of June, 1971. Paul Cummings talking to Antonio Frascone in his studio in South Norwalk, Connecticut. And we've got all of that. You were born in Montevideo, right?
Well, to make the things shorter, I always say that, but I was born in Buenos Aires, mm-hmm. but when I was 2 weeks old, mm-hmm. the family moved to Montevideo. You know, my parents, they left Italy in 1914, just before the war. Mm-hmm. And from Italy, they went to Brazil, to Rio, to São Paulo, to Santos. They immigrated, mm-hmm. looking for a place to live. And they had a daughter already, and another daughter who was born in Brazil. Mm-hmm. So I was just practically, I was born between Brazil and Buenos Aires. Mm-hmm. But they stayed there a very short time, as I say, only a couple of weeks. And then everybody moved to Montevideo, and my mother finally stayed there. My father kept traveling up until he died a few years ago. So that's the reason why I say that I was born in Montevideo, because that's except for 2 weeks mm-hmm. of my life, and I'm in Argentina, but only for 2 weeks, you mm-hmm. know. So to make things, would be very hard for me to say born in Buenos Aires, Uruguayan citizen, work in the United States. I mean, try to eliminate some of those steps that wandering around the world. Try to simplify. It would be very nice to say born one place and
was there an interest in art or culture and, you know, music and things in your family?
Music, or? Yes, yeah. But no, not really, because my parents, my father was in the restaurant business, and art for them was something that was done only by the gods, you know. Mm-hmm. Remember both my parents, my father was from Florence, still there, I have relatives there, and my mother from Arezzo. So art was something that only super mm-hmm. superman makes them. I remember when I was a teenager, I bought a watercolor set and I started painting, and my mother kind of got angry with me. I mean, how mm-hmm. can I dare, mm-hmm. you know, to try to reproduce the human mm-hmm. figure, because it was something done only by genius, which in a mm-hmm. way, I understand that, you know, to treat art as a hobby, we'll never think about that. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. So music, yes, because my father used to make me sick with all those operas, you know, all the records. I used to have to wind up at Dan Vitrola, you know. But that was the, and he always went, we always went, we mm-hmm. have to go, because babysitting doesn't exist. I'm talking about 1920 mm-hmm. in Montevideo, so we always have to go alone. Mm-hmm. When Italian operas came to Montevideo, my father was the official clerk, mm-hmm. with people who care.
Oh, clerk, yeah. Yeah.
So we all mm-hmm. went to mm-hmm. we have to go to listen. Mm-hmm. to the opera, but out of that, there was really no art in the family, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and I don't know of any relatives within the Frasconi, which they were more educated than the my mother's side, which is whether they were all farmers, mm-hmm. Was nobody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, what kind of schools did you go to there?
Well, in Montevideo, I became, I say, interesting, not just doing it really as something naughty, something hidden, mm-hmm. and we have to work in the restaurant, and then I start going at night at the Circolo de Bellas Artes, it's Fine Arts Circle, it's official mm-hmm. Fine Arts Academy, mm-hmm. and I never did like the place, because we have to copy plaster. Mm-hmm. Cast.
You How know. Old were you when you started it?
Well, I was 16, 18, mm-hmm. when I really started taking it, kind mm-hmm. of art, taking art as something I could think I could mm-hmm. do.
When did you start drawing?